from birth the genetics of an addict in hell. Chucked from earth the hysterics of a padded cell. A table that's more backy and weed than a bit of wood. A fable that's more tacky and in need, more misunderstood. And maybe it's the result of an addictive personality, or the basics of a fiction-fueled reality. I spend half my life relying on charity, and the other half high, searching for clarity. And true happiness comes at a higher price, and with a voice filled with satire, he says, nice. For he has been dared, he doesn't have to be scared. Now he's immune to peer pressure. His head is one step closer to being clear and fresher. He can just say no to drugs and quickly walk away. Because we have all been told before that taking drugs is against the law. But we weren't told of the heights that some of us would fall. He saw something on TV. The girl had taken next to C. But he didn't see her parents' divorce. He didn't see her work like a horse. He didn't see her constant pain, of course. Her constant need to escape, of course. Her constant battle with herself, of course. Or just how many times she tried to change her course. He just glanced and judged and thought he knew, of course. He just by chance was a smudge on her life. He didn't even think of the source. So don't listen when the others say, it's cool to try it anyway. It's not so stopping, you will be okay. Unless, of course, you reach a point, you feel out of touch from the universal joint. You feel like you missed the rehearsal, so now what's the point? You're prepared to disappoint. You find there are very limited options until someone offers you some sort of concoction. You don't think of the destruction or the strength of its seduction because you look around and your life isn't still under construction. It's dead and dying as a result of self-abduction. So look at the corpses around you, the NHS, your will to get dressed, your family, your happiness, your happiest, dead on a shelf, your holy self, your happy self, dead with your mental health. Because I am nothing, barely earning enough to afford a McMuffin. Just a Tesco shift worker, shelf stacker, person to ask where to find the attacker snackers for your kids' packed lunch and your lovely nuclear family. Pretending that your life ain't a gloomier fantasy than the one you're pretending to live. A constant want of wanting more with a motivation that needs more imagination. A universal punishment of damnation. Maybe because we're all unsure of our own duration here on this earth. Longing to go back to the moment of birth. Questioning our own self-worth. And everywhere around me is misery. And it may turn out to just be trickery. But there's no beating around. If someone offers to temporarily fix me for £10. I don't care what you say. I can't just quickly walk away.